The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. China didn't make it to football's World Cup, but that didn't stop people from betting big on the games. World Cup lottery bets in China in the first 3 weeks of the matches outstripped the whole of the 2014 tournament in Brazil. Xia Lugan is a shop owner of a China sports lottery in northern Shanghai's Hongkou district.
During the World Cup, many people in China who are normally not interested in football, their enthusiasm is brought up now. So, the turnover of the lottery shop has gone up quite a lot.
6 years ago, Xia Lugan converted his auto shop into a run-down, smoky betting shop in downtown Shanghai. He says business boomed during the World Cup, with hundreds of thousands of yuan being bet daily, more than 10 times the stakes for a normal day. According to the China Sports Lottery Management Center, China spent 28.6 billion yuan in the first 3 weeks up to July 1st, dwarfing the less than 5 billion wagered in the 3 weeks before that. While gambling is technically illegal in China, China's Sports Administration is allowed to run these lottery shops and uses the proceeds to reinvest in the country's athletes and sports infrastructure. Perhaps the investment will help China qualify in 4 years for the next World Cup, as so many hope. Technology meets fashion in the latest creation by Japanese e-commerce company Start Today. The retailer invented a skin-tight suit with 300 sensors that translate information about your body measurements to a phone app. After the suit measures you, algorithms process the data to determine the fit of your clothes. The technology allows the company to create clothes tailored specifically to a person's body, taking a step away from standardized sizing. Yusaku Mizawa is the chief executive officer of Start Today.
The time where people adapt to clothing is over. This is a new era where clothes adapt to people.
Shoppable ZOZOTOWN sites will go live across the world on July 30th, including in Australia, China, Brazil, India, the US, and the UK. Yusaku Mizawa.
This ZOZO revolution started in Japan today. Today, it travels to more than 72 countries.
The ZOZO brand is on track to ship 1 million ZOZO suits to customers by the end of July. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.